we will not know how we ought to live. Amen. Paul, Peter was speaking while he was explaining this purpose issue. He said, because of these, then we purify ourselves. Amen. Who does the purifying? We purify ourselves by the help of the Spirit, definitely. But we you see, the man is not a useless man. Are you with me? The new creation man is not a useless man. Praise God. The new creation man has capacity to do stuff because he is imparted by the Spirit of God. Amen. You know, if the new creation man don't do, if you don't pray for the sick will not be healed. It will not be God's fault. I don't know if you are together with me. Also, the new creation man has the capacity to walk in righteousness and holiness because he is empowered by the Lord. But the gist this morning is that the first heaven and the first earth is a prototype. And so when you look at the first heaven and you look at the first earth, which we have now, which the Bible says that God has kept in the subject of angels. Are you together with me? This present creation, amen, is angelic. Amen. The first man in his glory, the first man is not Ududua. Maybe you know that. The first man in his glory is not like us, like this. The first man that was created, the Bible says that he was a little bit lower than the angels. A little. With powers. Strange being. The first man was a strange being. You see, many a time when we say man, we think of man from your father and your mother. That's not man. Or your grandparents, or yourself. The first man was a strange being. Now, when you read the book of Genesis chapter 1, everything in the book of Genesis chapter 1, all the things you see, 90% of things you see in Genesis chapter 1, are parables. Almost everything you see in Genesis chapter 1, you see, because Genesis chapter 1 is a pure spiritual book. I will show you one or two things. Pure spiritual book. Our mind, it cannot be explained. The Bible says after creation, God created a garden, called it Eden. And after it created, God made a garden. Let's read the Genesis chapter, I think chapter 2 now. You know, something has happened in this house. I have an assurance that there's been an upgrade in this house. Let's check Genesis 2. Let's start from verse 7. And the Lord God formed man in the dust of the field, of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils, and the breath of life, and it became a living soul. Praise God. Praise God. So it became a what? A living soul. So, you need to understand that the first man, are you together with me, was not living by oxygen. Amen. Mm-mm. Don't forget, he was a little lower than the angels. If you understand the angels, you understand the first man. Can an angel visit you, you decide to suffocate the angel? Even if an angel comes to your room, you can't suffocate the angel. He will not tell you the heat is too much. Or maybe you have 150 ACs in your room. The angel cannot say the cold is too much. Because even though he's in your room, he is not in your room. His materials Are you together with me? Amen. And not the materials that respond to the earth. Do you get that? Because he's of another order. Amen. So you begin to understand that that's why the age of man was calculated after the fall. Man did not die. Man is not, the first Adam did not die at 900 and something. No. That age was after the fall. Before the fall, ageless. Amen. If you say this does not concern you, this is after you die, this is what you will meet. Eh? If you say, how does this put food on my table? After you die, you find that you have all this what you're eating, you are not eating. And so I'm not trying to be mystical. This is real. This is it. Eh? The reason why you think this is not important is because the devil has put a veil over our hearts. This is real. This is real. Praise God. Are we on the same page? So we see that the first man was living by, he was a living soul. Of course, the second man came to tell us that he's not a living soul. He's a what? Quickening spirit. That's another level of life. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord God planted a garden. No, so let's just think. How will God plant? How does God plant? I just want you to know that the book of Genesis is mysterious. It had to be mysterious because the spirit man was dead. Man was dead. Everything spiritual understanding had gone. How do you start to explain these stuffs to people that have been suffering in the land of Egypt? These are real. This Eden, amen. Because if you read the book of Revelations 20, 21, 22, you will see another Eden there. I don't know if you are together with me. And there he put the man whom he had formed, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, if the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was not a physical tree, it means those other trees too were not physical trees. I don't know if you are listening to me. What am I trying to say? That there are, the old book of Genesis is spiritual, especially the story of creation is deep and spiritual. And then it was coded down in codes so that there can be a documentation of that reality. And by the Spirit of God, through that documentation, we can find access. Amen. So, of course, you remember that when the children of Israel needed meal, manna came from heaven. And it was recorded that manna was angels' food. Praise the name of the Lord. So don't be surprised if God wakes you up in the midnight and gives you something to eat. Amen. Because we also know that witches give people something to eat and you turn to a witch. You just notice you started flying. Without your consent. But that's not the gist. I'm just trying to make you aware of your realm. Well, you know, when we say things like a believer cannot marry an unbeliever, it's not a religious statement. It's like we're just saying dog and fish cannot marry. Imagine dog and fish being in love. They are place of experience is different. The challenge is that many of us do not comprehend and understand. Who we are. And I personally believe that one of the reasons why God brings supernatural experiences to us is to make us aware. Amen. To open us up, because we are so used to this place, the earth. Are you together with me? There is a machination of hell. Listen, when man fell, what happened was exchange. For glory, what was exchange? Cloth. Are you not offended? For the glory of God, what was the exchange? Cloth. Like this cloth, actually, is glory. Amen. This cloth actually is what? Immediately man fell, he said, I'm naked. They blinded him. He needed clothes. That's why when Jesus went fasting, engaging the realms of the spirit, the enemy came to him and said, turn stone to bread. And the scripture rose up. The life, reality rose up from within. And what was reality for him? Man shall not live by bread alone. What was he saying? That you have lied to humanity. That you are sustained by food. But the true man is sustained by word. You don't understand? The word itself is food for the real man. It was when we fell. And that's why many of us, even when you want to think about heaven, you just say, if I get to heaven, if I say, I want Eba, Eba will just appear. If I want... You know, we still think that. A lot happened though. We fell though. I'm telling you, may God open our eyes. Men and brethren, we fell. I'm saying we fell. Communicating to us has not been easy. See us trying to have faith for phone. I can't believe you. Believe you. Plus that faith and that phone, both do exist. Can you say demand? And then they call Jesus the man Christ Jesus. Let me share now. God bless you. Kato kuro ni eti, we will appear. Our true identity. Powers and glory. Fellowship that is awesome. Deliverance. The new man will be seen on this earth. We will see the real man. And Jesus will not come until the real man appears. I'm telling you, in full awareness. Can you imagine? How can the devil give us cloth for glory? As in, this thing is meant, it was glory before. Now we cut our hair. It's a fine boy. You know, we think we are civilized. We are not civilized though. This present man on the road is crude. So, in Genesis 1, the communication in Genesis 2 was coded communication. Are you together with me? It was all coded communication because we can't grasp it. The Lord God planted a garden. Eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So those trees are, there are life. Huh? Those trees, they are what? See, what I'm saying to you will never make sense to you if you don't have an engaging relationship with God. I'm telling you. But what I'm saying to you, if you engage God very well, you'd experience what I'm preaching. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not lying to you. It is real. You know, in the book of Revelations, it says those there will be some overcomers that will be giving them a white stone. Now, do you think those things are just... I'm saying to you that there are substances in the realms of the spirit. They are tangibilities. I spoke to you about, I think I shared this, I read it in one of these, is it Charismatic Mag, one popular mag, when Bob Jones was talking about when he met the angel called Breakthrough and had a conversation with the angel, and the angel told him he's the same angel that was with Benson in the Osa. And he had never heard Benson in the Osa before. Now when we see Benson in the Osa, we just say, great man of God. So every time Benson Ahonsa is moving, there's one guy there. You see Ida Osa behaving somehow. Say, let's take the city. There's the angel that is hitting him. Say, talk now. The reason for this motivational speaking, pastors, is because there's no engagement. They are weak. Anytime you see intelligence rising, it's because of weakness of the soul. Are you together with me? I had an experience one time, and the Lord was telling me, an angel was explaining the scripture to me, and he told me that the reason why when God was writing a letter in the book of Revelations, and said to the angel in the church of Ephesus, he said there's a way a man of God rises that the angel sent to help his ministry, he will be behaving like the angel. That he will become one with the angel. That it wouldn't be wrong to call him the angel. Praise God. You know, the armies of David was compared to like the armies of the Lord. When you see those David's guy, when the sword will hit his hand, those are supernatural operations. Are you together with me? Fellowship. The spirit of David had moved in his camp. And so men they have eaten some of these trees. Are you with me? You know, I usually prefer not to preach this kind of... I like to preach simple things, but I just felt led to preach this. I'm just trying to lay a foundation for what I want to say. And so, calm down on your... Just relax on your problems. Your problems are distractions. Your problems are the symptoms of the fall. And if you bring solution to the symptoms of the fall, it don't mean you are not falling. Are you together with me? Your problems, your earthly problems have an intention. The intention of your earthly problems is to perpetually distract you. That's why problems are forever. Have you noticed that? You will never be in a state of life where there is nothing important to be solved. You would always need something, and it's always germane. Even when you do a list of all you need, the day you tick the whole list, you will find out that there were other important things you forgot to add to the list. Are you together with me? Especially when you are now wanting to grow spiritually, the enemy will now come and bring many stuff. You know, when there was about to be deliverance for the children of Israel, he said, it's because they are not, they are idle. Can you remember that statement Pharaoh made? What did he say? He said, they are idle. Double the thing. And no help them get bricks or just straw. Let them go and get it first. Why? The reason for challenges is to distract you. When by the time you are thinking how to survive, you cannot think how to upgrade into the realms of the spirit. Let's not be surviving. And so God becomes the God that solves your problem. Whereas your major problem is that you are falling. I can't forget when God told me that. I've shared it with you severally. I was praying to God about an issue. I prayed. And God just replied me. He said, Zach, you just remind me that man fell. That day I can't forget. You remind me that man fell. I just calmed down my prayer. I said, what do you mean? He said, I just remembered. He now asked me, can you let me go and check Adam's prayer before the fall? And connect it, related with your prayer. Amen. So, the book of Genesis 2, there was a lot of codes in it. To a point where for many years we thought that the tree Adam ate is apple. In fact, it is the one that stayed here. Do you know majority of the church still does not understand that thing? You should not have ate it. Because the old mind and the old soul, when you talk of eating, is only through the physical mouth we eat. That's not eating. I said the first man is a little lower than angel. Can you hear that? He was not feeding by 3 square meals. So your problem is not food. When you are trying to solve food problem, you are trying to solve fallen nature symptom. The actual problem is that you need food. That's a problem. You don't understand? Not that you want food is the problem. That there's lack of food is not the problem. The fact that you must eat is the problem. So whenever you are looking for house rent, know that the problem is for the fact that you can live in this kind of place is a problem. And the you give with the you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You know, because of this concept of house, that's why many people cannot, when people think God, they think heaven. Because if he's a person, he must be living somewhere. He has address. So people can't think God before creation. When I say the God of heaven, he's not the God of heaven. Amen. In the beginning, God is okay. Because of purpose, created heaven and earth. You know, I was sharing some months back. I said, God is a person. It's a place. And what? Place is also realm now. It's a person, it's a place, it's another thing I can't remember. Amen. 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 Glory to Jesus. Oh. Oh. And so, when we say, what did Adam eat? What he ate is, the word eat is the same, what it means is fellowship. Fellowship that led to impartation. The reason for the end of fellowship is impartation. The end of fellowship is oneness. That's why consistency is needed. That's the reason for long time prayers. If you don't pray long, you will not experience some things. If you don't pray long, won't pray long, then stay long. You can stay for 1 year on one topic. Impartation will come. You will become one. You can't come and go, come and go, come and go. Oh, you can't be made. I saw one boy roaming on the street today and I pitied him. I've known him for the past 12 years. And he has been roaming on the street for 12 years with guitar. He has a music career. Which career? And I saw him, he is already an old man. When I knew him, he was a senior. I was like this when I knew him. He has not moved an inch. He's still on the road. He has a singing ministry. You don't have a singing ministry. Because music on art is different from our own kind of music. I will first ask you, where are you singing from? Which of the temples? Which of the tables? Which of the trees are you releasing? Are you together with me? You know, some people, they just sing. Let's worship him. That's all. We worship him. Bam, 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 bam. After that, we are saying thank you, Jesus. In just name, I worship. Let's all put on the garment of praise. 1, 2. Garment of praise. 1, 2. Garment of praise. Are you together with me? And then if you have money and you have helpers, you get people to help you do produce this thing. Right. But it's more than that. You know, in the book of Revelation, we see them sing Moses' song, sing Anna's song. Those are songs that those ones picked it from a place. Are you together with me? There are places and there are trees. Jesus Christ said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. Those are places. And where you are is a place. Are you together with me? Christianity, Joe. I'm a new creation. We thank God for your life. Can you just come up either? Are you together with me? Oku. I'm a new creation. I'm a righteous. I can put in my seal. I'm going to have a great. Oku. We're not parrots, we are God men. And you are not perfect the day you met him. There's more. Can you tell somebody there's more?
There's more.
So there were many trees in the garden. It's not guava or mango. Life. Realities. Powers. Amen. If you read the book of Revelation, you hear about stones. Different stones and different matters. Different materials. You know, in some churches in America, they even reach heavenly materials drop now in some meetings. I saw this man's own. He has like three. What was his name? James Maloney. They don't sell it. Some of them are worth, they are strange worth. Yes, they have gone to test them in the labs. In their meetings, confront things. But we are not even lusting after those things. The more obvious it is, makes us know there is the obvious. Anytime you see the obvious, know that is a shadow. Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
Book of Pharaoh and Lord knew. Pharaoh and Lord. Mo fe ko je eyan. Ninu. Eyan to lagbara. To logo. To lohun. To ba soro, on gbo. You know, some of us, when we talk, We talked. Some people, when they talk, they say, what's that noise? Can everybody keep quiet? But for some people, when you talk, because you're talking from a place, when you talk, things happen. Do you know in the realms of the spirit, that's warfare. Warfare is talking. We talk. If you want to take a city, God will lead you to talk. Huh? I was asking the Lord, that why do we have to say, I said, God, when I go up now, I know I'm meant to say you are here. I'm meant to say things. And I asked him, I said, why do I have to say it? It's because he now told me, when you say it, it's activated. When you say it, it's activated. But you need to come to places. Peter said that when I go, strange spirit will come and false prophet. Why can't they come when he's there? He appears. In the realm of the spirit, Peter appears. He's there. He is registered. So we see Adam, neither short nor tall, just God's man. God brought him to a realm, a place called Eden. God created a temporary spiritual atmosphere. Are you together with him, me? Eh? God created a possibility for him. God brought him to a place. God formed a place for him in the realm of the spirit and brought him there. I say, in this place, begin to fellowship. But also know that there are tendencies. Eh? There are tendencies. There is possibility and there are tendencies. Two extreme tendencies. You can come into my life or you can miss it totally. And those two tendencies are in the midst of the garden. Are you together with me? They are very major forces that want to have a hold of you. They are pivotal trees. If you take off all those other trees, it's okay. But these two trees can have you forever. Major trees. Be careful. Don't touch that other tree. Bad tree. If you near that tree, you will die. Even me, right now, I am seeing trees. Yes. Yes. Suggestions. Today I saw a man of God. I parked and I went to greet him. Older than me for like 10 years. And I said, I greeted him, he didn't see me. I was in my car. He took a bike, so he stopped. So I parked on the main road, I caused traffic. I came out of my car. He was on a bike. I went to greet him. I said, "Egbo." I said, "Oh, boy." He said, "Ah, fine. No, I didn't know you were greeting me." He said, I greeted him. I said, "He went to have his haircut. I said, you're looking awesome, so beautiful." He said, "Oh, thank you." I went back into my car and I told my wife, "Ojumilo." And it's over there, Junior Lawyer Makin. She didn't know why I said that. Because there are trees I'm hearing. There are trees telling me that, man, you are great. And God has even made you greater than those that have gone ahead of you. You are at par with them. Some of them you have surpassed them. It's a tree. It's talking to me. Affecting how my shoulder will be. Whether my shoulder or rearranging my shoulders for me. It's a tree. If I fellowship with it, it will impact me. I become another man. Are you with me? You see, because I've been brought to a garden of possibilities. Are you with me? Can I talk to you? So as you begin to engage, you'll be brought to gardens, impartations. God will look at you face to face and tell you how he will bless you. You know, God looked at me one day. I said, Zach. You know, he looked at me and he said, Zach, I don't bless you. And I don't think I'll let her back. If you like, wake your head, scatter. I say no go collect them. Anything you like, may you do. I no go collect them. I won't change my mind. The choice is yours. He told me face to face. He said, I don't bless you. I no collect them. I no collect them. Anything you like, may you do. Shout, do. Say you are the new Elijah. You are the upcoming Elijah. Anything you say, I've blessed you already. I will not. You know, he's telling me about a tree. Can you tell somebody fellowship? Fellowship. You know, you meet some people and they talk about big things. They talk about things you are aspiring for. They talk about it little. You know why? They have that impartation already. It's not as serious as it is for you. Because true fellowship, they have been imparted. It's impartation that makes us to reign and rule. When you are struggling, faith is not struggle. Whenever you are struggling to have faith, it's because the impartation has not yet happened. Continue struggling, but continue fellowship. Fellowship will happen. Impartation, it will have to take faith to disbelieve. You have to work on disbelieving. People say, why can't Lucifer ask for forgiveness? They said that it was something, until iniquity was found in him. Impartation. You understand? Iniquity was what? Found in him. It was not in him before. Iniquity was just strolling by itself. He began to think about it. The tree was talking to him. It was meditating. It was serving God, taking care of the angels. That iniquity. As he kept on fellowshipping, impartation happened. We'll continue next week. Let me say one thing, then we'll round off. We'll continue next week. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you excited about the possibilities in Christ? Can we go to, we're still in Genesis chapter 2. And the Lord God, 15. Now in Genesis, can somebody, just one person, everybody stay in Genesis 2. Read Genesis 1, 26 to 28. Just one person. Read it loud. Yeah.
And God said,
let us make man in our image. So the heaven and the earth, are you together with me? The first heaven and the first earth is a prototype or a shadow of the new heaven and the new earth. Also, invariably, the first man also was a prototype of the new man. Are you together with me? So the first man was a shadow of the very man. Are you with me? So can you read that again? Yes.
God said,
so can you, do you understand what I'm trying to say now? God said, let us make man in our what? Image. So the first man was made as a description of God. Are you together with me? But he's not the new man. So the first man is in the image of God to tell us that the new man shall be who? Shall be the very image of God. The first man was just a shadow. That's why the first man did not have the life of God. He was a little lower than the angels. Just to describe the person of the Trinity. I don't know if you are listening to this. But when the new man appears, it will be the fullness. Amen. It will be what? The new man will be the fullness. The new man will be the original intention of God. So if the first man was made in the image and in the likeness, then the new man will be the very image and the very likeness. That's why Hebrews chapter 1 tells us, somebody read Hebrews 1, let's read it loud before we continue. Hebrews 1, read it loud. God who has sundry times, in diverse manners, spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophet. As in this last days now, are you together with me? Somebody says, spoke to the fathers by the prophet. Says, spoke to the fathers by the prophet. Says, spoke to the fathers by the prophet. Now, the word prophet here is not the same prophet of the fivefold ministry gift. I don't know if you are listening to this. The word prophet here is the allocation of knowledge that was available to the fathers. That's why almost all of them that know God in the old covenant, what were they called? Prophets. It's not prophet as per fivefold gift. It is prophet as one that knows the Lord. Are you hearing this? Amen. So the fathers, which were the old covenant patriarchs, the people of the old covenant, the light they saw was the light of the prophets. Are you together with me? Are you with me? Which is the shadow of the very light. Can you read, man of God? From spoke to us by the prophet. Is this last days spoken to us? By his son. Can you say this last days? What does it mean by these last days? Because immediately after Jesus' death and resurrection, we have entered what? The last days. What do I mean by last days? It is the period before we are all pushed into the new day. I don't know if you are listening to me. The last days is not now. It's not now. Don't say because, man, we're in the last days. We're in the last days. Last days. We're in the last days. No. Because if you're not careful, in the next 2,000 years, if Jesus does not come, they'll say, last days. Are you with me? So you must understand that last days is more than that. You are just being emotional about it. We are in last days. It was said like this in the 1800s, 1700s. What am I going to say? The disciples, the apostles were sure that Jesus was going to come. If you read their letters. I'm telling you. If they said, we'll not all sleep. Now some of us will be caught up. Are you with me? They were sure everything is going to end. And Jesus made it strange. He also said that this generation shall not pass away. Amen. And this is his generation. The new creation generation. There is nothing after that. There is no other major event. You know, after the fall, we had events. Important events. Enoch was an important event. The seventh after Adam. Important event. The seventh after Adam was able to download prophecies. Because the Lord rides on prophecy. Amen. How do I know? How did he create the heavens and the earth? Let there be. Prophecy is the speaking Let there be light, and there was light. Before the Lord does, what does he do? He speaks. He said, will I do anything without telling my servants, the prophet? So the prophetic vehicle is his vehicle for doing. So if he has told you, into his mind, he has done it. And so don't say, why is God always talking to me? Don't be carnal. If he has told you, he has done it. He also wants you to live in his speakings. He says that word of faith is in our mouth, not in your mouth. You walk by speaking. Are you together with me? There is a weight in the house. There is a weight. This is a different service. I'm perceiving this as an impartation service. Can you read, man of God, please? So he spoke to them by the prophet, the fathers, but now he's speaking to us by the Son. Ali. So we have a clearer picture. Eh? That's why the least in the kingdom is greater. Are you together with me? You know, when he came, he said that he has come to release the kingdom to us. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. He came to bring the kingdom. And he said, the least in the kingdom is greater than all the prophets. Because the prophet, what they saw was a shadow. We are going to see the fullness. I don't know if you are together with me. But it's a mystery. It's a kingdom mystery. That no matter how pure you see, or how great the perfect church appears, and this is where I'm going to teach next week, that even though we are going to see well, and we are going to grow into the fullness, that fullness is not your fullness. It's the fullness of the body. Are you together with me? You see, because those that did their part before he came, you think God will now say, because you came after? No. He's going to merge all of us in. I don't know if you are together with me.
Yes, sir.
It's one body.
Yeah.
That's why it is folly and it is madness for the children of our generation to look at the fathers. No. If you are seeing a greater light, your greater light does not make you a greater person. Are you together with me? It is fullness. So that Bible says they did not receive the promise, so that without us they will not be completed. It is fullness. We are all playing our parts. So Enoch came and did his major stuff. Abraham came and downloaded faith. Are you together with me? Moses came. Abraham downloaded faith through his children. He gathered the nation. Moses came and released the law. Are you together with me? Elijah came, expressed the prophetic in its fullness. Then Jesus came and brought the fullness of all that everybody has been talking about. No other person is coming again. I say, you are not coming. You are not the next big thing to happen to the body of Christ. You are not coming. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So now we have the Son, and we can see. We can see that which Abraham prayed. That which Abraham grown to see, and mercy made him see it, is now our own tree. The tree of life is our own common tree. Did you hear that? It's the tree we bite from every day. Tree of life. All right, let's see him. Yes. 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 So we see this is the real image of God. And this is the real person of God. So when God said, let us make man, he was talking about a form, another being that will carry his image and carry his person. The purpose of God The purpose of creating man is for mankind to mirror the very person of God. Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
And then we saw the first man, the new man, who is Jesus Christ. Amen. Now read Genesis 2. Let's round off. We see the new man. Can you say we see Jesus? This is the new man. He is God. He is God. Well, you want to say this in an Islamic nation, be careful. Just check the left and the right. This is the anger of the Islamic world. See, Jesus is God. He is that stumbling block. Nobody wants to hear that he is God. Why? 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 You know, that's what that statement has killed many people.
Yeah.
Just say, if you say Jesus is a, if you say Jesus, what a great leader. Nobody will be angry with you, do you know? If you talk, let's talk about the leadership. We want to learn from the leadership capacity of Jesus, the leadership style of Jesus. It was a servant leader. It was this leader. You know, nobody will be angry with you. If you say Jesus was a great prophet, he's an exemplary man, nobody will be angry with you. The day you say Jesus is God, there is anger. Because that's the stumbling block Satan has put in the hearts of mankind. Because he knows that's the road to his defeat. I said Jesus is God.
Yes.
I said Jesus is God.
Yes.
Jesus is God. He is the express image and the brightness of God's glory.
Amen.
When we see him, we see God.
Yes,
whenever we read the word, we are talking about God. You know, Philip said, she was the father. I said, shut up. If you see me, you have seen the father. I in him, he in me. They are one. Oh. So when you receive Jesus, who did you receive? God. You have God inside you. Not little God. Not a kind of God. God is inside you. God. Jesus is God. What does it mean to be the Son of God? Is that he is the offspring of God. He came out of God. That's the meaning of Son of God. And Pastor Zach, how can you say Jesus is God? Okay, Pastor Zach, is David you? Don't do blood tests, you'll find out. Do DNA test. Why is God God? God is God because of life. Because of eternal life. What does Jesus carry?
Eternal life.
What does Holy Ghost carry?
Eternal life.
Holy Ghost is God. Jesus is God. The Father is God. The three of them, they are God. That's why God said, he said, you know, Hebrews, that funny place in Hebrews. Read Hebrews 1. Keep reading it. Hebrews 1. Not everybody. We are still in Genesis. Give me 10 minutes. All right. Yes. Adiba. Yes. Yes. The first man is a little lower. The real man is what?
Better.
Are you excited about that? Now, we have bought the image of the first man. Now, whose image are we bearing? The new man. That's why heaven is not our home. We are of the new heavens and the new earth. I showed you. Peter told us this present heaven and this present earth shall pass away. He said that this present heaven, as he kept in subject of angels. I don't know if you are together with me. I've explained this to you severally before. Bible says he was raised far above the heavens. Why? Because he is better than heaven. So even though Jesus is in heaven, the quality of his life is better than heaven. Are you together with me? So you are not making heaven, you are making God. You are coming into the fullness of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can you shout glory?
Glory?
At times you need to shout. You know why? Because your mind is not wanting you to capture this. You need to shout it out. And enforce this reality in your spirit. Listen, fellowship will lead to impartation. Very soon, this is will be the only thing you believe. Because it has happened inside you. Don't say you are deceiving yourself. You are not deceiving yourself. You are having fellowship. And it will turn to impartation. Better than the angels. This is where the knowledge Paul had. He said, don't take yourselves to court. He's not trying to preach law. It's not the law. It's that Christians don't take themselves to court. He says, don't you know that you will judge the angels? These are the revelations he had. He said, so you know there is nobody amongst you, that there's no elder that can judge natural matters when we are going to judge angels. What does it mean to judge angels? We are going to understand angels. You don't understand? The angelic will not be mysterious to you. To judge angel does not mean you would tell angel they sent you to Lagos last year, they don't come. They sent you to no, that's not what it means. The word judge in scripture does not always mean verdict. The word judge means, even in English, when you tell someone judge this matter, it means understand it, dissect it, extract it. It means that we will look at angels, we will judge them. But we understand the angelic. Oh, the kabaya. Can you see that your problem is not phone? It's not your problem. Your career choice is not your problem. What do I mean by that? That's why I just can say, don't labor for the meat that perishes. How can he classify meat? It means there is another kind of meat that the enemy don't want us to eat from. Because you are what you eat. Can you read it, man of God? Please be good. I must say something in Genesis before I close. Because we'll start from there next week by the grace of God.
Haven't become so much better than the
angels? Yes.
He has by inheritance obtained a more excellent thing than
angels. Uh-huh.
But which of the angels did he ever say?
What did he obtain?
A more excellent name than angels.
A more excellent name than the angels. What is that name? Jesus is not that name. If Jesus is that name, what is the name of the angels? Angel. Or Mark Angel. I say you obtained the name. You know? Can you keep reading? I'll come back there.
Which of the angels did he ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten
you? You are not, who are you? My son. Today I have what? Begotten you. Alright? Yes. 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 Yeah. Hey. What did he say to the son? So the son is a god. The son has a throne. That's his name. This psalm is the psalm of his name. The name talks about authority, place. His name is God. Not just God, realm and place. You know, they brought all the animals to Adam too. They said they brought the cattle and they told him to name them. They said he brought the cattle. They told him to name them. He couldn't have given it cattle again. They told him to place them. Because don't forget, all things were created by the Son. I don't know if you understand this. So they told him to give everything placement according to the wisdom of the Son. All creation is talking about the Son. Because the son will be the lion of the tribe of Judah. You had better make lion. Give him a good name. Don't let buffalo be chasing lion. No. Because if buffalo chase lion, the son cannot be the lion of the tribe of Judah again. So he gave lion a place. Buffalo is big, has 3 heads. Lion will chase it. Because he has a name. And when buffalo sees lion, he says, I will die today. He has a name. Adam gave lion that name. He created the systems. Everything. That's why when the scripture is written, the scripture can mention those animals and relate them. It says, we'll mount up with wings like eagles. Thank God Adam named the eagle well. Thank God the eagle is not the bird you can cage in your house. If not, that's how we'll mount up. Do you get that? He placed them. Are you together with me?
Yes, sir.
Hey. Hey. As you know this God, he will give you the authority to name.
Amen.
You will name your children. You know, all the prophets named their children. No one named his children. They thought he was drunk. He was telling them to write their names so that I can call them. Joseph too named his children. I watched Bishop Waluke's message one day. He was talking about how we praise. He said, if I lay my left hand on you, you will not go far. That's by the way. He said, if I pray for two people in ministry, if I pray, lay my left hand on one, lay my right hand, check it. In the next 50 years, check where they will be. But you can name. Authority to name. We can name cities. I said we can name cities. You know, Canaan land was not a new land like that. People were already there. They were to sack them and rearrange that city. Are you with me? I said we can name cities. You can name your family. I said you will name your family. Your family will not just behave anyhow. Your family will not just be. Your family will not just be family. People are born. You have children to send message. It will have a name. It will have a place. It will have an authority. It will have, you know, the nations, the churches and the nations. We know the family they should go and meet when there is a challenge. Because it has that name. Some families, their name will be marriage counselor. That's their name. And it solves every marriage challenge. Are you together with me? Some family, the name will be power. You are down with ministry. Go and meet them. Spend 3 days in their house. You come out anointed. Some family, the name is joy. You will go there. All your sorrow will dry up. Are you together with me? You know, Dorcas had a name. She had a name. When she died, they didn't want her to die. I said, this one cannot die. Let's kill somebody else. This one must stay alive. Because she has a name. Nicodemus had a name. Not Nicodemus. The guy that was filled with the Holy Ghost. That Peter went to pray for. Cornelius had a name. The angels had to come and say, go and pray for this guy. Are you with me? The problem of your life is not admission, job, and husband, and car, and all of that. Those ones are the distractions of your life. Are there genuine challenges? Yes, and they will be solved. But can we look unto Jesus? I say, looking unto Jesus. I say, looking unto Jesus. I say, look unto Jesus. Receive strength from the other side. Grace from the other side. And in the book of Genesis 2, God said, when Adam named all the animals, just wait, I'm rounding off. He checked them. He could not name, he did not find any helpmate for him. None of the animals he knew. None of them is me. Then God made him to sleep. Just the way God made Jesus to sleep too. When God wanted to give Adam a wife, he made him sleep. When God wanted to give Jesus a church, a wife, he made him sleep. He slept in the grave for 3 days. Adam too slept. Adam, they took of him. Are you with me? And when he saw the woman, he said, this is woman. This is the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh. And she's a woman. When Jesus too rose up, he did not rise up alone. When he died, we died with him. And when he resurrected, we resurrected with him. And so when he looked at us, he said, this is me. Are you with me? The same technology. Because the first man is a shadow of the new man. And so the first man slept and God released his wife. The other man too slept and God took of him again and released his church. And he called her woman. Even though she is the flesh of my flesh, the bone of my bone, she's still woman. Woman means weak. It's two words. It's weak man. Man, but weak. Still man, but feeble. Always, would always be submissive to the man. She has a lot, even though she is man, she still has a lot to receive from man. And so this is the true new creation realities. That even though as he is, so we are, yet we are submissive to him because we still have a lot to receive from him and leadership to receive from him. Are you together with me? Are you together with me? And anytime we begin to engage, are you together with me? Engage outside him, then we'll give ourselves to deception. Anytime we begin to see ourselves as much outside him, anytime we come a step outside ourselves, outside him and come into ourselves, the devil will get us. Yeah. But if we hide under him, we are kept. Yeah. And we keep receiving. Yeah. So you now understand the mystery of marriage. He says marriage is just like the church and Christ. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Christ loved us. And it's expected for the church to submit to Christ. So husbands, love your wife. Just like Christ loved the church. And wife, what? Submit to your husband. Just the way the church is meant to submit to Christ. Are you together with me? This is a mystery. We are all one. We are all offspring of Christ. And we are under him. Receiving from him. Grace for grace. Can we rise up on our feet and just give him praise? If you can speak in tongues, speak in tongues. If you want to adore him in understanding, adore him in understanding. We have just 2 minutes.